From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A Russian and Turkish-backed ceasefire in Syria. Syria has announced its forces will begin a nationwide ceasefire beginning at midnight their time, just a few hours from now. As with previous halts in fighting, a deal applies to the Syrian military and the rebels opposing, but not to some other groups. Russia, which backs Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, and Turkey, which supports rebel groups, say they will guarantee the truce. VOA's Daniel Scharf in Moscow now explores the situation that not every organization involved in the battle has signed on to the agreement.
We know that opposition groups, at least initial reports indicating that opposition groups have mostly agreed to join in with the ceasefire. It does not include, however, some of the militant groups such as Islamic State terrorist group, and the group formerly known as the Al-Nusra Front. So there could still be some fighting continuing. Most likely there will be some fighting continuing, regardless of whether most opposition groups or even all of the moderate opposition groups agree to the ceasefire.
Moscow and Ankara have been engaged in intense negotiations over the past couple of weeks. Earlier this month, the two sides brokered an agreement for a ceasefire and evacuation of refugees from the rebel enclave in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Last week, the Turkish, Iranian, and Russian foreign ministers met in Moscow for talks on Syria. Ankara has suggested if the planned Syrian ceasefire does take hold, the Syrian government and opposition groups would be present at a scheduled meeting to be held next month in Kazakhstan. This is VOA News. Senior U.S. Senator John McCain wants sanctions against Russia for its alleged attempt to influence the U.S. presidential election, adding that the country remains a threat to the very fundamentals of democracy. During a visit to Lithuania, McCain said Thursday he doubts Russia's efforts affected the U.S. electoral result, but he and fellow Republican Senator Lindsey Graham will be urging increases in sanctions on Russia for what they just attempted to do in the U.S. election. Graham said Russia was creating discord throughout democracies on their border in a nod to three former Soviet republics, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. Together with Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar, they were on the last leg of a tour to the Baltic states to discuss security. They next head for Ukraine, Georgia, and Montenegro. Officials in the Philippines say at least 32 people have been injured when two bombs exploded during an amateur boxing match in the central province of Leyte. The scene around the outdoor boxing ring was blocked off Thursday while debris, shoes, and chairs littered the ground. A provincial police official said 16 of the wounded were taken to hospitals for treatment, and the remaining victims were treated and released. At least 10 of the victims were children between the ages of 17 and 15. Police are trying to identify the attackers. No one has claimed responsibility. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump applauded the return of 8,000 jobs to the U.S. and hailed his transition discussions with President Obama in a series of comments that amounted to the most detailed interaction he's had with journalists since before the election. In one of his cameos Wednesday on the front steps of his Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida, Trump touted plans by a Japanese mogul to bring jobs to the United States. They could be the first of the 50,000 jobs that tech billionaire Masayoshi Son promised to create after meeting with the president-elect earlier in December. In the grand scheme of the economy, the jobs announcement is unlikely to have a major impact. Still, it's another example of how Trump is trying to stoke voters' belief that he is actively fighting for their well-being.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling.
Actress Debbie Reynolds, the star of the 1952 classic movie Singing in the Rain, has died a day after the death of her daughter, actress-writer Carrie Fisher. Reynolds was 84 years old. Her son Todd Fisher said Reynolds died on Wednesday. He said she's now with Carrie and we're all heartbroken. Fisher said that from Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, where his mother was taken by ambulance earlier on Wednesday. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.